This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The largest public utility in the U.S. is scaling back its nuclear expansion plans. Now, 8 years ago, the Tennessee Valley Authority was leading what was seen as a nuclear renaissance. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports on the changing economics of splitting atoms to generate heat to drive turbines.
The energy sector's appetite for nuclear power has always ebbed and flowed. The plants are highly regulated, they take many years to build, and almost always cost more than anyone projected. For TVA, that means it has quite a few unfinished reactors, like this one in Spring City, Tennessee.
A lot of the concrete, all of this is back from the 90s. The reactor vessel was installed back in the 90s.
TVA engineer Frank Kuntz gave a tour inside Watts Bar Unit 2, which should be completed this year. It was supposed to be just the beginning of the utility's return to nuclear, with more unfinished reactors ready to go. But those plans are on hold.
At least in the cases we looked at, the need for a large baseload plant really doesn't show up over time.
TVA Vice President Joe Hoagland says the utility sees no need to go back to more mothballed reactors. Power demand just hasn't picked up since the recession, and not just because big industrial customers went out of business, though they did. Hoagland says consumers are more energy conscious.
The most obvious example of that would be the shift from incandescent lights to compact fluorescents.
The other unanticipated change since nuclear began making a comeback, the shale gas boom in the U.S.
The volumes of gas that they found just truly blew everybody's mind.
Richard Myers of the Nuclear Energy Institute, an industry trade group, says natural gas power plants, which are cheaper and more flexible than nuclear, are picking up any new demand at the moment. But he figures nuclear's time will still come.
I think the new plants are going to get built when they're needed, where they're needed.
It's not over till it's over.
Don Safer of the Sierra Club agrees, but not because he wants nuclear to survive. He'd prefer plants start shutting down. But considering nuclear's roller coaster history, he figures it's just a matter of time before the building boom resumes. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.